clinging to the rocks in midstream. Lauswirt and 40-odd trackers struggled to keep their chins up above water, sobbing and cursing as the cold numbed their limbs and the icy flow threatened to sweep them away. Already, some of the number, the weaker ones, had been drowned by others, trampling them under in their efforts to stay alive. Two rat-marked captains sat hunched in sleep over a small fire on the bank. A ferret ground his chattering teeth as he glared in their direction.
Look at them snoozing, all nice and warm there, while we're freezing and drowning out here. It ain't right, I tell you.
Lauswirt hugged the weed-covered nub of rock, coughing water from both nostrils miserably.
Maybe they'll let us come ashore when it's light.
Snorting mirthlessly, a sodden rat pulled himself higher to speak.
Who are you trying to fool, mate? How many of us did you think would be left by tomorrow? Whether he knew it or not, Damok sentenced us to die by pulling this little trick.
The two sleeping rat-marked captains were fated never to see dawn. They kicked briefly when the chains of Borum and Vendace tightened about their necks. As the officer slumped lifeless, the escapers relieved them of their cloaks and weapons. Then, grabbing a coil of rope, Borum plunged into the stream and waded out to where the wretched vermin clutched feebly at the rocks. Securing the rope to a jagged root, Borum held it tight and hissed.
You know me and Vendace. We're your old rapscars. We're getting out of here, and any beast feels like quitting Damok and his army can come along. That one ain't the first blade his father was.
A ferret took hold of the rope as Vendace and Lugworm waded up.
I'm with you, mate. And so would you lot be if you've got any sense. Warfang treats his own army worse than his enemies. Lead on, Borum.
Vendace silenced the general murmur of approval.
Keep the noise down there. I'll make it to the other bank with this rope and lash it tight around a rock. You can grab onto it and make your way over, but be quick, there's no time to lose.
Pulling themselves paw over paw along the taut line, the escapers made their way to the opposite side of the stream. Borum perched on a rock with the last few, but when it was Lugworm's turn to take the rope, Borum pushed him aside.
Where do you think you're off to, slime face?
He snarled. The stoat's voice was shrill with surprise.
It was all part of the plan. We escaped together, mate.
There was nowhere to run. Borum grinned wolfishly at him.
I ain't your mate, and I just changed the plan. We don't take no backsteppers and traitors with us. You stay here.
Borum swung the bunch chain savagely, and Lugworm fell lifeless into the stream before he had even had a chance to protest about the new arrangements. Lauswirt was shocked by the weasel's action.
Ooh, what did you do that for? The poor beast wasn't doing you no harm, mate.
Borum was not prepared to argue. There was only himself and Lauswirt left on the rock. He swung the chains once more, laying Lauswirt senseless on the damp stones. Swinging off onto the rope, the weasel hauled himself along, muttering,
Sorry about that, mate, but if in you ain't for us, you're agin us.